We're going to wrap our show up now with some new information on the murder of Kenneth Roth, who was killed in Gardena, California, by the police. I think it was in 2018. But let's welcome our guest, Haytham Faraj. We partner, by the way, with Black Lives Matter LA for our weekly Campaigners for Black Lives segment. So we thank them. And Haytham, thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so Kenneth Roth, 25 years old, shot by Michael Robbins. This was June of 2018. What are we now learning about this murder?
So it was actually April of 2018.
April. Okay, sorry about that.
Mm-hmm. No problem. Black Lives Matter successfully obtained the videos that the city withheld from the public for more than a year, almost 2 years.
Wow.
And what those videos reveal is a cold-blooded shooting. I mean, it's painful to look at. Mm. We will be releasing, or Black Lives will be releasing, some of those videos. The mendacity of the city of Gardena is unbelievable. Before they released the videos, even though we filed a lawsuit and we requested that we get the videos, they refused to disclose them. But then they turned around and made their own skit, their own sort of video movie of the videos. They picked and chose the portions that would benefit their narrative. Mm. And then they put it out to the public on YouTube to make it look like the killing was justified. We will be releasing a video today, or Black Lives Matter will be releasing a video today that actually has the raw footage, and it will allow the public to make its own conclusions rather than rely on the false narrative by the city of Gardena and the city of Gardena Police Department.
So we're making news here, that raw footage released today, and we hope to be able to get it and post it and help to circulate it. So it's just outrageous. I mean, they just doctored the video, as you say, to fit their narrative. That's bloody outrageous. And
you know, They edited things. I mean, it's not doctored as in they created things, but they edited the videos in a way to make it seem like the shooting was justified.
Yeah, well, that's a kind of a doctoring, right? I hear what you're saying,
absolutely,
though. It's not the formal definition of doctoring, but it is a way of retelling the story.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, to make matters worse, this is Michael Robbins' fourth shooting. Now, I don't know if
what?
The other three were also black men, but I wouldn't be surprised. His fourth shooting, when the call comes in over the radio, he testified to this to homicide investigators afterwards, who eventually cleared him. But he says something to the effect of, oh, this is going to be good, when he hears that there is possibly a shooter nearby and that the suspect has been seen. The suspect turns out.
Oh, wait a minute. This officer, Michael Robbins, when he heard about this, he said this is going to be good? When he...
Before he shoots.
Before he shoots.
He arrives at the scene where two other police officers are giving chase to a mentally disabled young man, Kenneth Ross. He has schizophrenia, bipolar disorder. He's known in the neighborhood. He's peaceful. He just walks around waving his arms in the air and talks to himself.
Yeah.
The other two police officers on the scene give chase, but they don't fire. They see there's nothing in this young man's hands. Robbins pulls up in his police cruiser, immediately takes out the AR-15, aims in, and shoots him, killing him. And then later, the homicide investigators says that his two shots were just amazing. His words, quote, just amazing. It's infuriating to look at. It's sad to look at. And, It is emblematic of the type of police misconduct that is so pervasive in our society today.
Right now, you are an attorney trying to get some justice here. So where are things are now with this case?
Well, the LA district attorney declined to press criminal charges after the investigation, quote unquote, cleared Michael Robbins. We decided to file a civil lawsuit on behalf of Kenneth's young 6-year-old son and his mother, Fuzia Almaru. We are in the early stages of litigation. We have filed our complaint. We're waiting for the city to file an answer, which we expect to happen in about 2 weeks.
Right, yeah. And you are in touch with the family and his mom, sadly, his young son. How are they doing? How are they holding up? What a terrible tragedy.
His mom is devastated. You know, she was a single mom, and he was her best friend.
Mm.
He was her firstborn. They lived together. Mm-hmm. He would also go see his dad, who lived in the city of Gardena. She has little Kenneth. He has a mother. I mean, his mother is in his life also, but, you know, she sees little Kenneth, Kenneth Watts' son, the deceased. His name is also Kenneth. And so she sees the deceased Kenneth and her grandchild now. But it's tragic. It's devastating to this family.
Yeah, I mean, this is the kind of thing you never recover from. I'm a mom, and I just can't imagine. I mean, my heart so much goes out to that family, and really, really hoping that some justice will be seen in this case. But it really, what about this cop, by the way? I know we just have a couple of minutes, but what has happened to him? This kind of, because he sounds like, you know, this is going to be good, you know, almost like he's riding in on a, you know, old Western to pull his weapon and shoot somebody.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like. You'll see the video soon, but the way he approaches this situation is just like that, as some cowboy or someone who gives no thought to the fact that he is engaging a human being. There was, to be fair, there was a report of guns fired. No one was reported to have been shot or killed, but that there were bullets fired at a nearby location. And the suspect reported over the radio as a black man with dreadlocks. Well, if you've been to Raleigh Park or on Van Ness and City of Gardena, there are plenty of black men with dreadlocks. When I went to canvass the neighborhood,
I'm black with dreadlocks.
and this young man was at a corner when they first approached him. Then he begins to jog away. His hands are empty. They can clearly be seen on the video.
Yeah.
The two other police officers don't do anything. They just give chase, which is fine. You know, had they tased him, it would be fine.
Yeah.
Because they believe that he is the person and he happens to be running. Robbins takes a different course of action. He waits until he passes his police cruiser, and then he shoots him in the back.
In the back.
I mean,
okay. Haytham Faraj, I mean, this is just such a heartbreaking. And for people who want to know more about this campaign to get justice for the police murder of Kenneth Roth, I think if you go onto the social media for Black Lives Matter LA, you can get that information. But we thank you, Haytham Faraj, for the
just
work
briefly,
you're doing.
Thank you. Would you please join us today at 211 West Temple Avenue at the Hall of Justice? Black Lives Matter will be holding a rally at 5 p.m.
We will today,
be presenting the
5
narrative, true narrative, today at 5 p.m., 211 West Temple at the Hall of Justice. Please come out and support Black Lives Matter on this issue and many others like it.
Okay, we'll try to get that up on our social media as well. Thank you so very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.